This is Gino for Reveal Radio. I have here Philippe Poulin. Great performance, Philippe.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How long did it take you to prepare?
16 months.
16 months.
It's a quite great experience because most of them are Kalahari warriors, fighters, specialists of this Kalahari Payatu, oldest martial art of the world. But a few of them were dancers. So the training was how we go from the warrior to the dancer, to experience the wisdom of the Kalahari Payatu, but also the yoga of earth from Sri Aurobindo and Mother. So it takes time to integrate everything. It's not only a show, it's also an experience about personal development and evolution. So, and tonight is the birth of the show, so we are very happy, we feel blessed.
You also just became Morovillian or something?
Yes.
When was that?
End of June.
Okay, so...
We are new baby, new Morovillian. And it's our gift for Mother, our gift for the community. And Guruji from this Kalahari Gram proposed us to do this show. And it was a real blessing because we have people who are trained, with body trained. We are professional and we direct a company in Europe for 35 years. We tour in 82 countries. We work with the Opera of Paris and Théâtre de la Ville and many famous places. So for us, it was important even in Auroville to keep this level. So to have people who have a body train, yes, it was quite amazing. But you see now, Aurovillians join us also on stage, musicians, performers. So it's a beautiful synergy. With Kalahari Gram and Auroville, and so many units of Auroville. We work with Zvaram, with Ritam, with Kripa, with Auroville Art Service, the Eluciol Circus, the studio in the village. We are very happy.
It was a great performance for dance, you know, the martial art, but also for the music. I thought the drumming was impeccable. How did you coordinate the drumming with the dancing? Was it spontaneous or?
But everywhere, every time we work like improvisation, and we like to, you know, it's a journey, so the drum direct the journey, put the rhythm for the journey, carry the journey. And of course, we have Suresh, who worked for 15 years with Adishakti and Vinapani, so he had this experience to perform music and dance. He's also a big teacher now at Kala Mandalam, the University of Music and Art, traditional art in Kerala. So, and himself is also a great performer of Otam Tulal. So he's very used to work with dancers. And the two others come from Zvaram, so they also are used to explore music in a contemporary way. So all that give a great harmony and something beautiful.
Yeah, the guys from Zvaram, they brought their own instruments,
in
Zvaram.
Yes,
right?
Nikhil Kom. And,
but the big drum is from where?
Nikhil, explain. So here is Nikhil.
Hi, Nikhil. Hello, this is Auroville Radio.
Hello.
Just a few questions.
So Nikhil Kom is... Kalahari Payat warrior performer. All of them are healer also and give massage and treatment. So and Nikhil now is a dancer and performer, as you have seen. Suresh, come. Voilà. Here is Suresh.
Did you train here in this in Kalahari Payat is called this one?
Yes, yes. I have trained in Calicut Hindustan Kalahari Sangam, which is also the school of Guruji, and then now I am training with Guruji here, and also I am teaching whatever I have learned
here
at Kalahari Gram.
And Suresh,
hi.
So he's our great performer, musician. I already talk a lot about you, but you wanted to know the instrument, no?
Yes. What you know, this big instrument? What is it called?
It is called a mirava.
Where does it come from?
It is from Kerala, and it is an accompanying instrument for the ancient Sanskrit drama tradition called Kudiyattam and Koothu. So, it's almost more than 2,000 year old drum.
So tonight it was a combination of this instrument that you just described and the instruments made in Swaram from
yes.
the Swaram.
Yes.
How was the collaboration between you and them? How was working together?
It's a very nice experience, and of course we developed a kind of a balance and rhythm patterns which is suitable for this particular performance.
Did you have to train them a little bit?
Little bit, but...
How long did you work together before the performance?
Actually, last 2 months, actually.
2 months?
Yes.
So yeah. 1 hour a day or something?
Yes, yes. No, we used to do rehearsal in Kripa. So there we spent almost the full day there, yeah, to train ourselves.
Wow.
And it's a very nice experience, yes.
I really enjoyed it because I'm a percussionist myself.
Oh, wow. Yes. Thank you. Thank
very, very beautiful. And I love the coordination, how everything was... wasn't just drumming,
no.
messy, like it was everybody together. It was very good.
Thank
Super
you.
Good.
Thank
you very much, Suresh. From Kerala. You're from Kerala, yes?
I'm from Kerala, yes.
Did you also train here? Did you also?
No, I was associated with Adishakti for almost 17 years.
Okay.
And now I am teaching in Deemed University of Art and Culture in Thrissur, Kerala. I'm a faculty member there.
So you're only for a short time here?
Yes, whenever need. Okay. Come on.
Are you going to take these performances somewhere else apart from?
Yes, we'll perform tomorrow and after tomorrow. Then hopefully we'll perform in Kripa, end of October. Then we will perform in Bharat Nivas when the theater will be renovated and ready. We are supposed to perform in Mamaji.
Maybe you will inaugurate that.
Yeah, if God wants. And we'll perform in Mamallipuram, Chennai, Hyderabad, and different festivals in India. And now we are organizing our tour in Europe. And
so you're going to bring the whole team with you?
Yes. Yes, we need to tour. It's a show we need to be...
Yes.
In tour and in travel and to meet different audience.
Sure, to share it around the world.
Exactly.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Suresh. Bye.
Thank you.
If you have time, come to the drum circle sometimes. No?
Sure.
You know the African Pavilion on Thursday.
Okay.
What's his name? Prakash knows. He comes sometimes.
Oh, wow. Surely.
Hello. I don't know what questions I could ask you for. I'm here for Auroville Radio. You sang last song, no? You have a very beautiful song. Was it you?
Yeah, just those voices which
mantra.
Came in between. Yeah,
yes.
The mantra. That
yes.
that one, yes.
That was very nice of you. What else did you do for the show? How did you collaborate?
All of us from Kalarigram have we are representing Kalarigram, and
so
that's part of the space where we practice, where we do everything that's related to this element of creative life force and the earth. So that's about it.
Thank you. So you're gonna also tour around?
No, it's that the team is going to tour around.
You're
going to
stay here.
We are here to hold space and support them.
Okay.
Always.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thierry, you're from originally from...
I was born in Réunion Island, which is in Indian Ocean, between Mauritius and Madagascar.
And recently you became Aurovillian?
Yes, recently I became Aurovillian. Yes, 1 month ago.
And now you've been part of this group performance Boo?
Yes, I'm part of this performance Boo, and with Philippe we are at the origin of this performance, and we gathered all these talents from Auroville and from other parts of India, and it's a beautiful adventure.
So your contribution for the...
Okay, my contribution, I am the assistant of Philippe Pellen, which is the artistic director. I'm his assistant. I worked with him about the dramaturgy. I assist him also for choreography and also about the artistic advice, I mean, for the performance.
But you also performed.
Yes, also. Yes, I'm also a performer. Yes, I forgot to tell. Yes, I'm also performing on stage.
So you gave some kind of acting and some kind of dance.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's the way to work of Philippe is already to work something with the performer. to work dance and voice and sing and, you know, to try to find a full expression of oneself. So our process is always to try to find the essence inside the performer, to find inside him, to find what is the essence of his movement, his way to breathe, and also what is the essence of his the energy, the source of his energy inside himself. So it's quite fascinating and good work. I don't know how to say that, but we try to work about the memory of the body of someone, of the performer.
This short dance that you did on stage, was it from Ireland, the reunion, or was it from?
Which one? At the beginning? At the which one?
Towards the end. I saw you did a few.
At the end. Yeah.
All of them.
All of them. No, all of them. In fact, it's it comes. I will say it comes from my journey. Because we toured a lot, Philippe and me were the professional dance and drama company before, and we toured a lot. We toured on
You worked together before.
Yes, we worked a lot. We founded a company in Réunion Island called Théâtre Talipo in 1986, and after we toured a lot with this company, and we toured in so many countries. And we did also, at this time, we came also to do many research, artistic researches in India. It's like that we landed in Auroville at the beginning. So it's not the first time we came in Auroville. And yes, voilà.
So what type of dances did you use?
So it's come from a journey, because I did training for. So that we in Réunion Island, we have a specific dance which are really connected to drum. We have big drum, and these drums are there to call the ancestors, to connect with the earth, with the element, with the source inside. And after my journey, I had the opportunity to work with Indonesian master, with Japanese master, with African masters, griot, Greek storytellers, and all that. How to say that? Philippe and me, our journey was really to try, for instance, when we went in Australia or in New Caledonia, was really to connect with, how to say that? In French, we say gardien de la source, but people were really connected to their land. We work with Aboriginal people, with Kanak people, with all these people who were really connected to their land, connected to nature. And I was also fascinated by this, shamanism, which exists in so many cultures. Even if you go in Norway, there's also shamanism and all that. So we wanted really to connect with that, because for us, one of the best way to feel as a human being, to feel us really who we are, is really to be connected to nature and to environment, to be in vibration, to be in a deep and sensitive connection with the nature. It's why we are fascinated. So it's why I speak about my journey.
So your dances were like a combination?
My dance is a combination of that, but I was also... Because I have to listen to this drum from Tamil Nadu, from Kerala, and all that. And if we go to the origin, we have a common essence. So in the work, we try to reach and to communicate, to be in communion with this common essence.
Beautiful. So you're gonna tour, I heard. No, you're gonna.
Yes, we're gonna tour, because we want to. In fact, the tour is to share. We want to share. It's true that we are in Auroville, and through this tour, we want to share also an experience from Auroville and share an energy coming from Auroville. So it's why it's so important.
Very good. Yes. Thank you very much, Thierry.
Thank you.